Mortal Stakes by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. It was summertime, and the living was easy for the Red Sox because Marty Rabb was throwing the ball past the New York Yankees in a style to which he'd become accustomed. I was there, in the Skyview seats, drinking Miller High Life from a big paper cup, eating peanuts and having a very nice time. I wasn't supposed to be having a nice time. I was supposed to be working. But now and then you can do both. For serious looking at baseball, there are few places better than Fenway Park. The stands are close to the playing field, the fences are a hopeful green, and the young men in their white uniforms are working on real grass, the authentic natural article, under the actual sky in the temperature as it really is. No tartan turf, no Astrodome, no air conditioning, not too many pennants over the years, but no Texans either. Life is adjustment, and I love the beer. The best pitcher I ever saw was Sandy Koufax, and the next best was Marty Rabb. Rabb was left-handed like Koufax, but bigger, and he had a hard slider that waited for you to commit yourself before it broke. While I shelled the last peanut in the bag, he laid the slider vigorously on Thurman Munson, and the Yankees were out in the eighth. While the sides changed, I went for another bag of peanuts and another beer. The Skyviews were originally built in 1946 when the Red Sox had won their next-to-last pennant and had to have additional press facilities for the World Series. They were built on the roof of the grandstand between first and third. Since the World Series was not an annual ritual in Boston, the press facilities were converted to box seats. You reached them over boardwalks laid on the tar and gravel roof of the grandstand, and there